بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يا معشر النساء تصدقن وأكثرن من الاستغفار، فإني رأيتكن أكثر أهل النار. قالت امرأة منهن: ما لنا أكثر أهل النار؟ قالت: تكثرن اللعن وتكفرن العشير، إلى آخر الحديث. We are reading this hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the women and told them that they must give charity and also that they must increase in their istighfar. He says he saw that most of the occupants of the fire of Jahannam were women. From there we explain that is a reality, and women are everywhere all the time, more than men. So naturally they will be more in Jahannam also. And as we had explained, they will be more in Jannat also, more than the men. Women will be in Jannat also. So that by itself, by being a woman, is not a fault of theirs and is not a cause of theirs being in Jahannam and to be in Jannat either. However, we see one important fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew the attention of the woman and of the man that we must be worried of correcting our lives. And particularly which is mentioned, to give sadaqah and to give on a daily basis sadaqah, whatever we can, however little, but to give sadaqah has got great, great virtues and value. And to make istighfar. So that also should be always on our tongues. We are such that even in our namazes we make guna, and our concentration is not there, and perhaps how many times we think bad about people, we think about wrong things. So there are a lot of gunas, but we hardly really make istighfar and consciously istighfar of our sins. That is hardly there. Sometimes just verbally we make some istighfar, but really consciously we should make. So the islah and correcting of the woman also and of the man also. And then a very important point to note is that one woman then asked, ma lana akthara ahli nar, why is it that we are more of the occupants of Jahannam? So whenever we are told of something, it doesn't mean we just accept it, but we try and remedy it. We find a solution to it. For example, somebody tells you there are speed traps. Now that was not just information. Now you take it to mind, and whenever you pass in there, you make sure that your speed is within the limit. You are not over, you are not exceeding the speed. So the same way that this is a reality, but now how to come out of it, that is very, very important. That a person knows the solution to it and he follows that solution. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُكْثِرْنَا الْلَعْنْ وَتَكْفُرْنَا الْعَشِيرِ, that your nature is such that you curse a lot, and the other, that you are unthankful to your husbands. Two main things why women will be in the fire of Jahannam, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stressed upon. The one is that you curse a lot. Women have got this nature, anything goes wrong, then they just start cursing. And in fact, this is not only women, but many men also. Like for example, a mechanic working with his tools and things don't come right, he will swear the mother of the tools. Where the tools have got a mother or something, but this cursing is very common on our tongues. Anything, if a person's tarbiyat is not made, then anything just goes against his nature, he will curse any and everything which is around him. However, this is more within the woman, that they like to curse. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, has written many a times, especially a woman or even men today, fathers curse their own children, fathers curse the wife also. And when the effect of that curse takes place, we suffer the consequences. We tell the child what terrible things when we are angry. And there are those moments which whatever we say is accepted by Allah. If it happened to be in that moment, now that very child that turns out to be so terrible now, and we have to tolerate it, now we have to go through it. So this cursing is a terrible thing which is common with people, moreover in women, so that we should be very, very careful about. The other thing, with takfurnal ashir, that you are ungrateful to your husbands. That is another thing. In the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, so much so from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has come in Bukhari Sharif, that woman's nature is such, whole life they can get goodness from you. But one thing goes against their nature, they will say, never did I see any goodness in this house. I never got any benefit from you. This is a common thing, a common saying that is in Urdu, is when the woman gets angry, no matter how many years she stayed in comfort, you provided for her, you gave everything. She says, I saw nothing in this house but chitre. That is only rags to wear. I never got a decent dress till today. All you gave me is some rags to wear. Or a litre. You just gave me some broken shoes, some old-fashioned grandmother shoes. You never ever considered me. You never gave me anything. Or tekre. And that is like broken pots. I hardly got a decent set of crockery, a decent set of pots. I never saw any benefit. Or chichre. For food, I just got chichere. That is the offcut. That's all what you gave me. No matter how much you do for her, the minute she gets angry, these are the common things that she will say. Won't show appreciation. And that is common with many men also. Anyway, we are working for a boss also. He looks after us so well. But one day something goes against our nature, we how horrible we become at that time. And how we behave at that time. So wherever and with Allah Ta'ala, He gives us so many favors. But just one thing goes wrong in our lives, we feel with Allah also that He has been unfair to us, na'udhu billah. So this is a very important thing, to be thankful and not to be unthankful. That is also a great weakness. When here we see particular, these are the two things that will land women more into the fire of Jahannam. And these are the two things they have to make more effort to correct themselves. May Allah give us as men also, women also, whatever weaknesses we have got, to remedy them and to pave our way for the eternal gardens of bliss of Jannah and save ourselves by Allah's fazl from the fire of Jahannam.